our podcast. We are Primary 7 from Livingston Village Primary School and cannot wait to share information, top tips and lots of positivity with you, our listeners.
Sit back and relax while P7 chat all about health and well-being. Enjoy!
Hello and welcome to today's segment about healthy habits with Niamh and Charlotte.
In this segment, we're going to be talking about physical activity, a balanced diet, and screen time.
With three special guests.
We have Lucas, a vice captain for B-Craigs.
Hi.
Ribby, a health and wellbeing mini champ.
Hi.
And Penny, a young STEM leader.
Hi.
And today we'll be asking you questions all about healthy habits.
Lucas, I'm going to start with you. What is the recommended amount of time to go outside for physical activity every day?
So on average, it's about 60 minutes, but it's different for everybody. So some people might need a bit more, some people might need a bit less.
And what activities can you do in that 60 minutes?
So you can do any type of sports, like basketball, football, tennis, and athletics.
What if you don't like sports? What can you do to just get outside?
So you can play out with your friends, go for a jog and walk.
We all know you can't do sports on an empty stomach or even activities. So Ruby, what are the key foods you could eat before heading to do your activities?
So if you're going to like a club or a sport or like going for a jog, then the best thing to have is something really light. So like something like a protein bar or like small cereal.
Penny, when we're thinking about healthy eating and a balanced diet, is it okay to get in the habit of eating junk food every single day?
Well, you shouldn't eat junk food every single day because of the high sugar, loads of grease and the carbohydrates.
What can those do to your body?
Well, you can sometimes gain unhealthy weight and have dry skin.
Lucas, what does the grease do to your body?
So the grease can dry out your mouth and make your skin all greasy, and it can increase the amount of unhealthy weight that you might gain.
Ruby, back to drinks. How many cups of water should you drink per day?
So you should drink probably about 6 to 8 cups of water.
And why should we drink that much?
To stay hydrated.
Lucas, what should we not drink?
So sometimes it's okay to have fizzy juice, but not too often because of the carbonation in it. And it can cause your skin to dry out, and it has really high salts in it.
What about sparkling water? Some people say it's good and some people say it's bad.
So it is water, but it's got carbonation in it, which is higher salts. So it is like fizzy juice, but just not as extreme.
We've talked about physical activities and a balanced diet. But in this generation, children like to be on screens. Penny, what does that do to you?
Well, if you're on screens too much, then you could get addicted to it and start having really high screen levels, and you could be addicted to it every single day.
What's the maximum should you be on your screen for?
Well, you can have at least 2 hours. You can have a little less if you really wanted to, but probably maximum 2 hours.
Lucas, if we're on our screen for way more than 2 hours, and the habit of that, and every single day we're on our screen for more than 2 hours, what does that do to you?
So it can cause headaches, and it can also cause nausea, sickness.
That doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't.
So when we're thinking about not being on our screens, what can we do to stay off of our screens?
So play with your friends, go for a jog, run, play sports, just sit down and go to the pool if you're on holiday or something.
Okay, Lucas, give us 2 healthy habits.
So 2 healthy habits are to play sports and drink water.
Penny?
Next, you can have 2 hours of screen time and have more vegetables and fruit.
Okay.
And another thing is that you should make sure you're brushing your teeth day and night. Even if you eat like a sugary sweet or like a sugary drink, then you should probably brush your teeth after that as well.
And just to say lastly, I read an article that if you have a clean and tidy bedroom, it helps you in your mindset. Lucas, can you explain why that is?
So what I think is, if you have a dirtier room, and imagine that you're trying to look for your favourite book, but you can't find it and you get very stressed and worked up about it. But if you have a clean room, you know exactly where you placed it, so it saves you the stress, and then you can just grab it and read it.
Thank you, Lucas. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for joining the segment on the Healthy Habits podcast, and we'll hope to see you all soon.
Hello, and welcome to our group with our interviewers, Isla.
Hi.
Special guest from Livingston Village Primary School, Eloise.
Hi.
House captain of B Craigs, and me, Connie.
And the GR sports captain.
Hi.
And of course, me, Felicity. We'll be talking to you about what health and wellbeing is.
Yes, health and wellbeing means feeling good inside and out by looking after your body, mind, and feelings.
And it is a big part of LVPS. And to talk more about what health and wellbeing is and how big it is at LVPS.
Isla, over to you.
Hello, I'm Isla. Welcome. Today I'm interviewing Lucia and Eloise. Welcome to both of you. First, we will be talking about Livingston Village Primary's new positive relationship policy. So, let's crack on. What is a Diamond Nine?
The Diamond Nine is a service design tool that we have used to help involve everyone in creating a positive relationship policy. Primary 7 decided on 18 statements that we have linked to make in our school an inclusive, safe and welcoming environment.
Every class was given the opportunity to organise the 18 statements into their 9 most important, then organise the final 9 into most important to least important.
Everyone feels included within the school in their classrooms.
Everyone is heard, seen and valued.
We feel like we belong.
Differences are celebrated.
Learners who need support are given the resources to help them learn better.
Celebrate and live our LVPS values.
Consequences for unkind behaviour.
Now, let's think about what physical and mental health looks like at Livingston Village Primary School. Lucia, do you think your school has a strong level of sport and physical health?
I do. We take part in so many different sports and try new things every single week.
And how do you do that? What sports do you do?
So we take part in sports like football, basketball and gymnastics and PE. We also have after-school clubs quite a lot of the days of the week.
Wow. Thanks for that, Lucia. That sounds like your school has a strong feeling for physical health and sport. Eloise, what do you think your school does to help mental well-being?
At Livingston Village Primary School, I think we support mental well-being strongly. And every class uses ERIC, mindfulness colouring. The teachers allow us to explore and feel like we belong.
Wow, your school must have a very good sense of belonging. Thank you so much for that. So, what else do you do at LVPS?
So we join in World Book Day. We do planning.
Sometimes near the end of each year, we do a fitness fortnight, well every year, and we take part in many sports and loads of clubs come to help us.
Anti-bullying policy.
Let's talk a bit about our school's anti-bullying policy.
Our anti-bullying policy has been formulated as well as our new positive relationship policy. It will help support pupils, family members and staff. We are understanding how any incidences of unkind actions will be resolved in a safe and respectful manner. Any pupil has the right to
play and learn in a safe and caring environment. Everyone in LVPS is filled with hope that this new statement will help and support everyone to grow and build a healthy, positive relationship.
Let's do some fun facts about health and wellbeing. Fact 1. Good health and wellbeing is a mix of physical, mental and social wellbeing.
Fact 2. Regular exercise, a balanced diet, and a good amount of sleep and strong social connection all help with positive health and well-being. Fun fact 3. Some of the key parts to health and well-being are physical health, mental health, and emotional health. These areas are essential to good health and well-being.
Last fun fact. The 5 C's to a positive health and well-being are calm, courage, clarity, compassion, and contentment. A big thank you to our special guests. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to our segment of the Health and Wellbeing podcast. Here's a roundup of what we've covered.
Our guests have explained all about mental and physical health, what it looks like at Livingston Village Primary School, and the new anti-bullying policy that is currently being formulated by pupils, staff, and our learning community. And us two hosts of the segment have explained how our school has developed a positive relationship policy through using design tool Diamond 9. We have also shared some fun facts about health and well-being.
Thank you for listening.
Hello, my name is Amelia and today we will be discussing how to be the healthiest version of you. Today we're here joined by Ollie, one of the sports captains from LVPF, and he is here to talk about how he maintains health and fitness.
Thank you, Amelia, for having me today. I'm super excited.
First question, does being a sports captain help you with your health?
Yes, being a sports captain helps me with my physical health by letting me join in and lead activities and sports throughout school.
Okay, I just need to ask you this. By any chance, do you follow a rainbow diet?
No, I don't.
How do you maintain a healthy diet then?
I maintain my healthy diet by using an app I have on my phone which lets me scan food I have in my home and comes up with a quick, super easy meal for me to make that's high in vitamins, very healthy and super nutritious.
That sounds like a great strategy, but do you have any other strategy to help you stay healthy?
Yes, I do. It's no is not an option. So basically, if I get a chance to do an activity, say football, I can't reply by saying no.
You sound very active. Do you like doing sports?
I do many sports, including 5K parkruns, handball for my school club, which, speaking about it, we recently got to the Scottish Nationals, and loads more.
That, I'm so happy to hear that you got to Nationals. Okay, last question. As a sports captain, is physical health important to you?
Physical health is super important to me as a sports captain, because physical health can also help with mental health in many ways, such as activities relieving stress.
Well, that's all we've got for you today, Ollie. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Amelia and Ollie. That was amazing, and I loved all your information. And might give that appetite that Ollie suggested. But anyway, that is all for today, and I hope you enjoyed your portion of the podcast. Bye, everyone.
Hello and welcome to our segment all about physical health and why is it important. My name is Hilbert.
And I'm Hamish.
We are joined by Health and Wellbeing main champs, Zach.
Hi.
And Jack.
Hi.
As well as Finley from Primary 7.
Hi.
So Jack, what is it like being Health and Wellbeing main champs at LVPS?
So we get to lead our own assemblies, we have an anti-bullying week, we also did have an odd socks day, and we had a charity called Place to Be, and we raised over £400.
£400? That's amazing. So Zach, why is physical health important?
Well, physical health is important so we can stay fit and healthy. If you are fit and healthy, you're less likely to become unwell, and it's really good for your mental health.
Wow, that's really good. So, Jack, why is physical health important within schools?
It keeps everyone active, it boosts ability to learn and focus, and it instills a love for sports and activities.
So Zach, what does good physical health look like in schools?
Well, we attend lots of different events for all these different types of sports. We do after school clubs for making fitness accessible for everyone. We all the schools in West Lothian have a minimum of 2 hours of high quality PE every week. And we have the opportunity to attend school camp where we challenge ourselves to try activities like canoeing, archery, and abseiling.
Wow, Zach, that's a lot of opportunities you have at your school. So, Zach, what happens if you don't take part in physical health?
Well, you can get poor mental health, and sports are good at releasing your positive hormones into your body, and you can get really unfit, and you could begin to have health problems like heart diseases.
Wow, that's really worrying.
And finally, Finley, do you take part in any sports?
Yeah, I take part in basketball.
Basketball? What basketball team do you play for?
I play for the West Lothian Wolves.
And how often do you train?
2 to 3 times a week.
Wow, do you get to play games too?
Yeah, I get to play games across lots of teams from all over Scotland. And I play for the school team, the Livingston Village Nets.
Wow, that sounds great fun. Why is basketball good for your physical health?
Well, I get to exercise regularly, learn new skills and meet new friends, which is good for my mental health too.
Thank you, Finley, and good luck for the season ahead.
Well, that's it, folks.
Thank you for joining in, and we'll see you next time.
Hello, and welcome to the mental health section of our P7 podcast with me, Georgie, and guests Holly.
Hello.
And Albert.
Hello.
So, in our school, we have a trusted adult system. Holly, can you explain what that looks like?
So in our school, every year we get this kind of digital form to fill out and can see who our trusted adult is and how safe we feel in school and active and respected and all that. And we also have a trusted adult box, and if we want to write a letter to our trusted adult or speak to them, we can pop it in there and yeah.
Do you think this system helps?
Yeah, I think it helps, because if something's happening to you in school, like someone's being mean to you or something like that, or you just need some help, it's good to have someone you trust so you can just talk to them about anything, really.
Thank you, Holly. Now, Albert, can you tell us about the worry boxes around the school?
Yes. Worry boxes are like small boxes around classes that are there to like help people who are nervous and have worries but don't want the entire class to know. So they can put their worries in the boxes and the teachers will see them and talk to them in private during like break or lunch.
Thank you for that, Albert. Now, in our West Lothian community, there's an amazing mental health charity called Smile.
So Smile helps people aged 11 to 26 with their mental health. And they offer one-to-one counselling for young people. And they also offer special help to people who are neurodivergent. And they offer up to 12 weeks of counselling. And they have a wee charity fund that you can donate to if you need to.
And Albert, in your opinion, what do you think good mental health looks like?
I think good mental health is when you have people to talk to, you have friends, and you don't stay inside all day. Like, you go outside and talk to people, because if you don't talk to people, then you're going to have bad mental health.
Okay, now we're signing off. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to our Primary 7 Health and Wellbeing podcast.
We hope you have learned something today about developing good, healthy habits, both mentally and physically. Thanks for listening.